Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Monday's Boston Marathon marks the 30th anniversary of the last time an American man won the historic race. Greg Meyer was from Michigan, but moved to Boston in the early 1980s to train with Bill Rogers, Coach Bill Squires, and other members of the Greater Boston Track Club. Meyer, who's now 57, has returned to Boston for the anniversary of his win and will run the course on Monday with two of his sons. Meyer, who came to our studios to chat, says he's proud he won the marathon 3 decades ago, but when we asked if he's tired of the label, the last American man to win, he answered in this way.
They always say the last American, and it's like, I feel like the last of the Mohicans. It's like, my gosh, you know, it just feels wrong. It just feels wrong to me. I think I'm a fan of the sport, and I would like to see an American win.
So why hasn't an American won for so long, in your view?
You could write a dissertation on it. I think for a period of time after Bill Rogers and Alberto Salazar, myself and others, we went through a downward cycle. Part of it, I think, was generated by what was a good intention but turned out wrong was the shoe companies created their own teams. Everybody began running for contracts rather than to win races. And I think that people stopped training together.
So you ran in 81.
Got beat.
But came close.
Tactically, I did everything right. What I learned was I didn't have the strength to carry it out. You learn, what does it take to do the whole thing and do it well? And it really took me 2 years to where I felt confident that I was strong enough to do that.
So did your finish then in 81 provide you the motivation to run in 83?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I was thinking about Boston for 2 years. It burned me that I lost.
Aside from winning that day, what is it that you remember most about the race itself?
It's like a videotape. You can play the whole thing back. You know, but I remember at about 9 miles, there was a Doberman Pinscher on one side and a German Shepherd on the other side of the road as we were approaching. And I remember the Doberman Pinscher breaking away and charging across the street. I can still see the guy with the German Shepherd let go of the leash so his dog had a fair fight. And I remember the whole pack just sort of swerving. Never stopping, just sort of swerved around it. And
around the dogfight.
It sticks in my mind.
How would you describe looking back on that day and realizing that you were going to cross the finish line first?
So with 3 miles to go, I was trying to look around to see if anybody was coming. But you couldn't see because the crowd back then would flow back in after the press truck would go through. It's like a mouse going through the belly of a snake. It would open up and close behind you. Somebody on the press truck yelled to me, "Relax, there's nobody coming." Well, if your goal is to win, you relax. So I went from still running about 5 minutes a mile to 5:20 a mile for the last 3 miles. One of my regrets that day was if I'd have stayed focused and kept running scared, I probably would have run 50 seconds to a minute faster. But it didn't matter. It was only about winning.
So circling back, do you think today's American runners, men and women, think enough about winning the Boston Marathon as opposed to thinking about running to a time?
I think that's the difference between the men and the women right now and why the women have an advantage. If you, and again, I think Desi DeVia 2 years ago is a prime example of that. She executed a race plan to win. And, you know, she didn't. You know, she came within a second. But she showed the American women, you can run with these foreigners. You can run with the Africans. You know, is it easy? No. But it can be done.
So you think that maybe an American woman this year, but probably not an American man here in Boston?
I think the odds are long that an American male will win. We've got some good runners, but they're 212, 213 guys right now. It's hard to make a jump from 212 to 26. Whereas the women, they're in the hunt already. Their times are there. They're close.
So on the subject of time, what do you think your time will be when you run on what are you shooting for?
I tell people my goal on Monday is to be in by dinner. You know, I'm running with two of my boys. My oldest son is pretty, he's ready. My youngest son, hasn't really done the training. So we may be helping him over the last few miles. Or we may be telling him, Danny, there's a train stop right up ahead. You ought to get on it.
Greg Meyer, thank you very much for coming into the studio. Good to meet you, and we'll be looking for you on Monday.
Try to hang around long enough to find me. Thanks.
That's Greg Meyer, the last American man to win the Boston Marathon in 1983. You can see pictures of his victory on our website. On Monday, if you want to watch, he'll be wearing bib number 1983.